urban-type development will be detrimental to this area. Most of the residents of the area are family-oriented with active farming and ranching operations. The addition of an RV-type operation might very well cause situations of trespassing, traffic accidents, deteriorated water quality, and unintentional property damage. Sincerely, my signature.
Thank you, sir. You want to? You have Mr. Doug there.
Thank you.
Did I miss anyone else on this side of the room before I go on? You want to start from front to back or back to front? I think that you right here. Start right there.
My name is Dane Schwartz. I live at 25660 U.S. Highway 160 in Kissimmee Mills. And I'd actually like to echo a lot of the last gentleman's sentiments. I've lived in the area since 2013. And I chose the property I live on because I did not want commercial traffic. I already have a lot of issues with people turning around in my drive and causing property damage and things like that. And I have the same concerns for water quality and as well as hunting and fishing recreation in the area. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your input. Next row.
My name is Shane Klinkenbeard. I live at 1552 Roberts Ridge. So I'm down at the end of the dead end road. My concerns are the extra heavy traffic that this potentially might bring down. There's nowhere to turn around at the end of our driveway. And if people are trying to gain access to get down to the creek down there, I would not like to have people trespassing on my property with the core road being shut down. Just concern of extra foot traffic down there and trespassing is what I'm more concerned about. And then also on top of water quality, like everybody else, Beaver Creek's at the bottom of the hill. Where's all this runoff going to go to? Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Celestine Schwartz. I own the property where my son lives on 160. My point of view is the guy already must think that he can do it already because he's already started on the sewer system. The signs that were posted were the size of a sheet of paper, like anybody could read that when they're going down the road at 30 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour, it doesn't matter. And then the signs just totally disappeared. So it didn't want anybody to know about this meeting at all. And then it's a residential area. This is no different than if I was a cow farmer and somebody wanted to put a pig farm next to me. I would be having a fit because my property, I had to sign papers that I couldn't have a pig farm or a chicken farm because it's all cow farmers around me. This is no different than that kind of zoning. You can't just spot zone like that. And I don't think, I'm just not for it at all. It's going to be nothing but trouble. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
My name is Lindsay Schwartz, and I reside with Celestine Schwartz's property and my husband, Dane. And I, too, have concerns similar to everyone that has already spoken here today. I also do have very high concerns for my daughter, Natalia, who is deaf, with the traffic that would be turning around in my driveway. There are signs posted for her saying there is a deaf child at play. However, a lot of people do not take into consideration the signs. And I would hate to have somebody just go through my driveway and have an accident in my yard. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Dr. Jim Lutz. I live at 880 Roberts Ridge Road, which is just around the corner of the proposed campsite. Obviously, you're aware of the ecological damage that's possible from having a number of campsites there. DNR, you know, is it going to be one huge septic system that would run downhill and eventually into Beaver Creek, which is one of the top streams in the state? Also, I think there should be a study by a hydrologist to find out what is the situation of the aquifer there in terms of water. Do we have enough? But here's the idea that hit me. We've got a huge campground going up just across the bridge from Forsyth for RVs. I heard somebody else is putting one in by the Hilda Store down on Beaver Creek. You've got one just at the bridge that people camp at. What, it'd be a mile and a half further back toward Forsyth. Why would we want something in the community that's going to lessen the value of people's property? No one wants to live next to a RV park in this day and age. Is there any guarantee about how and what you do with people who come there because of the terrible situation in the country and don't want to leave? Is there any plan for children? You're right on the highway. If people have children, is there any place for them to be safe if they're not in the RV? When are people going to come to this campground? If it's summertime, they're going to want to be down at the one, by the Beaver Creek Marina, or probably closer to Forsyth. And finally, again, I want to emphasize the property value. We should be protecting people's value and not allowing something to be placed in the neighborhood, so to speak, strictly for the financial gain of one individual. They've got plenty of campgrounds. Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Chris Zillig, and I reside at 25131 U.S. Highway 160, and I didn't do this for sympathy so that you guys would feel better. You like it? Well, it's stylish. I think that Mr. Smith was able to articulate many of the concerns that so many of us neighbors have. My property is almost fully contiguous with this proposal. And I live just to the north of where he's at in this property. And all of this property that you can't see is all downsloping from Highway 160. And some of it's very downsloping. So the issue of when it's brought up as far as sewer treatment and things of that nature, I have a wet weather creek that flows down through my property that would be right where any affluent would come right down to, and then go directly to Beaver Creek. The other issue of the concern of people who would be there, whether it's nightly rental or RV, I think they would like to wander the woods. And they would be wandering the woods right into my property. And well, I think that's a major concern for me, particularly besides other neighbors that I've talked to who unfortunately couldn't be at the meeting today, who really opposed this but just weren't able to be here. And so I think that not only that in this concern that it's something that's not suitable for that property, I think that it also does not, as has been stated before, it does nothing to enhance the area that we live in. I believe it is a detriment to the area we live in. I believe that there can be other things that if the owner of the property wants to generate income, that could be done that doesn't have to change this in a zoning ordinance. I think it's just out of character to that piece of property and to the area for the homeowners like us and to the people who live in that general area that are worried about certain issues. So I hope you take those issues seriously into concern, and that you'll see that this is not an enhancement to the area. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Paula Zillig. That was my husband. I just want to also agree with those that have already spoken about the detriment that we believe it would be. I also want to speak for two very young families that live in the area. We live at 25131 U.S. Highway 160. There's a family that have two very young sons. And right across the street, there's a small mobile home on an acre there. We've met that family. The husband works at the county jail. I think he's a correctional officer. They couldn't be here. His wife's going to have a baby, and they have another little boy that's about 4 or 5 years old. And they're very close to the road, both of those families. And just in my own personal experience, it's a really busy road, and we have to be very, very careful. And we're concerned about the water issue as well as noise. And we camped at Cross Timbers, which is very close. It's a huge camping area where people live and camp. While we were building, we camped there. But it was frequently, I'm sorry to say, but frequented visitations by the police at night when they just had wild things going on. And those are our concerns as a family. So I just want to speak for those other families about all the concerns, and I agree with them. Thank you.
Thank you. We have anyone else back there? Lady in the back row.
My name is Mary Hurst. I live at 2687 Slough Hollow Road in Kissimmee Mills. I also own 15 acres adjoining to this 1 acre mobile home with their family, and it's fully wooded. My concern is the society that we're living in today, that these RV parks, most every state in the United States, these RVs, they're permanent residents. They'll end up renting them. They'll be squatting in them. The trash, and like they said, the environmental impact, the police force, we don't even have enough of that to maintain the meth heads and everything else that's going on that side of the bridge that nobody's addressing. And so we're just opening up a door to another opportunity for other cities that are infiltrating our way of life. Our beautification of this beautiful land that we live in is like no other anywhere. And people are flocking here. And like the man said, we've got this new Great Escapes that's coming into Forsyth. They have nightly rentals. You can see they got oodles and gobs of RV pads that they're putting in and all kinds of recreational activities for children and families to enjoy that in a safe manner. And out here in the wilderness where we all live and the agriculture area, there's not going to be that. They're just going to be confined to their little RV spot, and like they're going to start going out and wanting to get into our woods and into, you know, there's nothing to do. They can't ride their recreational vehicles. All the parks are closed to that. Down Slough Hollow Road, the Corps blocked all that off. There's nothing for them to do down there. So what are these families going to do in their little RV spots? And these nightly rentals, these people are going to come in here and, you know, they'd be sex traffickers. They could just be whatever. We don't know what their intentions are, but they have no background or legitimate reason to be here that's going to give them accountability to why they're here or what they're staying here for. And out there where we live, where there's no police, you know, we're very rural. There's nobody to monitor what they're going to be doing out there. And this is just going to open up our area to a lot of theft and crime and the environmental impact. And I'm just not for it. And not to mention, we're all going to get raised taxes and have to pay higher property taxes just for this person that wants to build all this to gain profit. And that's all I got to say about it.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else that has signed up to speak? This gentleman here.
My name is David Spink. I'm at 270 Roberts Ridge. Live behind the property there that's being proposed.